And, what do you call it when you, like, put your head on the ground and then roll over like that?
Turn somersaults?
Do you ever call anything else? Someone that goes down for the third time, you say he...
drowned?
Okay.
He's drowning.
And then you would say he had...
drowned.
What do babies do before they walk?
Crawl. Breathe.
You'd say he climbed the tree, he had...
climbed.
If you want to hide behind something, what do you do behind it?
I don't know.
Well, would you use something like crouch down or squat down or...
crouch behind a couch, yes, but you wouldn't crouch behind a tree.
Okay,
I'd behind
it. See, in praying in some churches, you, instead of standing, okay, you would say that, she
knelt.
Okay. If you're tired, then you say, I'm going to, in bed.
Going to bed?
Or you're going to
get in bed?
Or, what would you say, like, in relation to what you're doing?
Lie down.
Okay.
I won't play that. That's what you want.
Suppose you're being really...
I say, I'm going to bed.
Suppose that you're being really lazy, and you stay in bed all day, you'd say, all morning night.
Go stay in bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you use, like, any form of lie?
No.
So, what do you often do when you sleep?
Snore.
what did you
dream?
What would you say, like, yesterday I
dreamt?
And I had?
Dreamt, I guess.
In the morning, you would say I
woke up.
If you pound on the floor with your foot, what do you call that?
Stomp. Stamp. I'd probably say stamp.
A boyfriend was with his girlfriend at a party or something, and then he wanted to go home with her, he would say, may I
escort you home?
Okay. Would you ever use
walk you home
or see you home?
See you home. I think that's a very formal expression.
How'd you feel like carrying a heavy suitcase a long way? Or anything.
Lug it, tug it.